The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. Show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hucko. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. You know, it's often been said that it's worse to stand by and watch someone you love suffer than to go through it yourself. Well, that statement's very true, I think. Just imagine the young parents of a 3-year-old who listened to the terrible diagnosis verdict, infantile paralysis. Thousands of parents every year hear that phrase. How much would you give to protect your child against infantile paralysis? There's no limit, is there? You'd give anything. Someday soon, science will find a cure. But it takes research, and this year your March of Dimes is forcing a showdown with this terrible disease. It's mass testing a trial vaccine in the exciting hope of proving this year that it can stop polio from crippling your child. Friends, give these crucial tests, which are costing extra millions of dollars, an extra chance to succeed. Your help in paying the extra millions for polio prevention is urgently needed. Join the 1954 March of Dimes. Give extra for victory over polio. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters as soon as you can.
Hey, Molly, you home?
I'm thinking, Daddy. Where'd you go when you...
Give me a hand with these books, will you? Help me. I'm about to drop one of them. Never mind. I'll put the others on the table here.
Where'd you get those enormous books, and what are they? You didn't buy a set of encyclopedias again.
Nope, I've been to the library, kiddo. Law books. Today's the day my lawsuit comes up in court, you know. I want to be prepared.
Lawsuit? You don't mean that poor little man who accidentally broke the picket on our back fence a month ago. And you threatened to sue him for $3? That lawsuit?
Yep.
Heavenly days, going to court for $3. That's silly.
It's not $3 anymore. I changed it to $3.75.
You said it cost $3 to have the picket replaced and painted, including 12 phone calls to get the low bid on it. What's the other 75 cents for?
Mental anguish, Tootsie. All good lawyers throw in a little extra for mental anguish. Remember how I rolled and tossed and couldn't get to sleep the night that picket got busted?
Yes, and I remember that fantastic peanut butter and onion sandwich you ate at bedtime, too.
Mm-hmm.
You were anguished, all right, but I don't think it was mental.
Well, never the same. I'm suing for $3.75. I hope I didn't forget any books. I made out a list of the books I wanted to get and left at home.
That helps.
Yeah, here, read it off, will you? Let me check it. See if I forgot anything.
Well, let's see. Webster's courtroom procedure.
Got it.
Darrow on beating the rap.
Right.
Left court law for the layman.
Got it.
Ritter's writs of replevin.
That's this one.
And Schwartz's tort.
Doggone it, I knew I was forgetting something. I wanted to stop at Schwartz's bakery and get some lemon torts. Oh, well, I'll get along without them.
My goodness, you've got enough law stacked on the table here to open an office with.
Well, I want to be prepared. I got to organize my case and prepare my brief. No good lawyer would think of going to court without his briefs.
Not in this cold weather, anyhow.
Yeah. In the case of McGee versus Bates for busting the fence picket, I shall prove willful and elegant malfeasance and non-corpus delicti, which means he's done it and he's got to pay.
Yeah, but McGee, he admitted he did it, and he offered to pay for it.
That was after he heard I was going to sue him. He broke that fence picket a month ago, and he didn't come here to pay for it till last Wednesday.
Well, the way you scared the poor man that day, waving that broken picket at him and daring him to step on your property, it's a wonder he came back at all.
I'm sorry, my dear, but the legal machinery is already turning the wheels of justice. As we lawyers say, sic transit gloria Monday.
Meaning what?
Means Gloria got sick on a streetcar Monday. I don't know what that's got to do with the lawsuit, but all them lawyers talk that way, and I don't know why...
Doctor, boy!
Oh, here we go. Just let me try to concentrate on it.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Need anything at the store today?
Yes, I'm glad you stopped by. I need some butter and a dozen eggs.
How about some tamales, kids?
No, I don't think so.
Got a special on today. $15 a gross.
No, no, just butter and eggs, she said.
Minced clams? How about some minced clams? You don't order minced clams like you used to anymore.
We never did order minced clams. I minced my own.
Oh, I guess that's right. I must have you confused with the Delaneys.
Yeah, well, now, I'm trying to work here, so if you
don't... folks look a little like the Delaneys, Johnny.
Yeah?
He's shorter, of course, and he's got a mustache. No, he's the one that's shorter, and she's got the mustache. Say, how about some fruit, kids? Got some nice grapefruit in today, real fresh.
All right, we'll take some grapefruit. Put us down for three.
You better take nine, daughter. You may have to throw five or six of them away to get a good one.
I thought you said they just arrived this morning.
Yep, all the way from Florida, Johnny. You know what a long trip that is.
Oh, sure.
The way they bounce them crates around.
All right. Make it nine. Now, look.
Nine? Is it that late already? I got to get back to work, kids. Sorry I haven't got time to take your order, daughter, but you just phone it in. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Lock that back door, will you? I got to study my law. I'm going to prepare an opening speech that'll make courtroom history today.
Mm-hmm.
As the immortal Gladstone once said, my dear, this suit is in the bag.
Back to Whistler Vista in a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut beauty advisor, with news about a home permanent that lets you curl your hair to suit yourself. It's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, and it gives you exactly the kind of wave or curl you happen to want. You get a choice of three different waving and drying methods, and exclusive Beauty Rinse Neutralizer assures you best results no matter which method you use. For instance, if you like a casual hairdo, use the Richard Hudnut Pin Curl method. If you want a deeper, firmer wave, follow the Richard Hudnut Salon method. Or for a step-saving way to get nice, springy curls, try the Richard Hudnut On Curler method. You'll find the easy directions for all three methods right inside the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent Package. So you really can curl your hair to suit yourself. Just remember, it's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, the only wave in the world with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer that gives you best results no matter which method you use.
To me, they just told the judge the simple facts instead
Just the simple facts? Don't be naive, my dear. I can see you're not very familiar with courtroom procedure.
I'm happy to say.
Allow me to quote to you a passage from Daniel Webster's speech to the jury in the case of Webster versus Jones.
For stealing the dictionary, I suppose.
Oh, I don't know, but it's the technique them great lawyers use that interests me, Bill. Listen to this. Advancing to the bar of justice, Mr. Webster nodded to the jury, and taking a silver snuff box from his waistcoat, he graciously offered the judge a pinch of snuff.
Oh, dear.
Hey, we got a silver snuff box, that's the only things that win it, too.
No, dearie, no, we're fresh out of snuff boxes. I'll bring along a pill box full of aspirin, though. I have a hunch the judge might appreciate an aspirin.
Ah, when I step up before that court and swing into my opening speech, I'll have that courtroom spellbound. Your Honor, I'll say, in the words of that great American Patrick Henry, what time is it, Tootsie? We better start downtown. There it is, small claims court down at the end of the hall.
Did you bring the speech?
Of course I brought my speech. When I come all the way down here to the court and read my speech at home, it's right here in my... No, it's in the inside pocket of my... Oh, I know where it is.
You left it at home.
No, I didn't leave it at home. My gosh, Molly, sometimes the way you talk, you think I was a six-year-old kid or something. Here's my speech. Right where you pinned it, inside my overcoat.
Well, that's a good boy. I'm glad you didn't lose it.
Stop patting me on the head. People are looking. Come on, let's go in the courtroom.
Oh, now let's sit down here till they call your case.
I hope we're not late, because the notice said 4 o'clock, and I don't want...
Next case, Fibber McGee versus Oliver Bates, property damage.
That's you, dearie.
McGee versus Bates. Are the parties to this suit in the courtroom?
Here, Your Honor. Fibber McGee representing the plaintiff in the case of McGee versus Bates, wherein said Bates, the accused, did inflict $3 worth of damage to said McGee.
That'll do, McGee. You'll get your turn.
The plaintiff rests.
A very smart move. If he ever hits you with that wooden hammer...
Is Mr. Bates here? Here, Your Honor. I'm very sorry to have caused you this trouble. I don't like to take up your time. I didn't mean to break his fence, and I want to pay him for it. He won't let me pay him.
Is this true, Mr. McGee?
Well, Your Honor, the confessed criminal did come over with the money, but that was weeks after the damage was done.
Well, he scared me, Your Honor. The day I broke the fence, he came running out and yanked the ticket off and swung it at me. I ran.
All right, let's hear both sides of this case in an orderly fashion. Mr. McGee, give me your version of this incident. What happened?
Your Honor, I stand before you today to plead the cause of simple justice.
Never mind that, Jess.
The accuser did herewith snag his coat sleeve on a nail of my fence, thus tearing the picket off and damaging it $3 worth. In the words of that great American, Patrick Henry, $3 is a small price to pay for liberty. And if he don't pay me $3, take away his liberty. Lock him up, because...
Sit down.
I thank you.
Holy smoke, one of those again, Joe. All right, Mr. Bates. Maybe you can tell me what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I was cutting through the alley back of Mr. McGee's house, and I caught my coat sleeve on a nail, like he says, and pulled the picket loose. Here, I'll show you how I tore my coat. You see there, that big rip?
I object.
Quiet.
Plaintiff's rest.
That's good.
Go ahead, Mr. Bates.
Well, I don't like to damage people's property, Your Honor, so I took a rock and I tried to hammer the nail back in, but I guess I just hammered too hard because I split the fence to get all the pieces.
It cost you $3 to repair the fence, Mr. McGee.
That is correct, Your Honor. Plus 75 cents for mental anguish.
That's scary. I don't like the look on his gavel.
Hmm? All right, I've heard both sides here. If you'll both stand, the court will give its decision.
Yes, Your Honor.
If Your Honor pleases. Before you pass sentence on this confessed fence breaker, I'd like to make a few remarks. I'm pinning my cheeks out of my coat, Molly.
Yes, but do.
Quiet. It's the decision of this court that you, Mr. Bates, pay Mr. McGee the $3 damages which you admit causing to his fence.
I accept. And in closing, I would like to quote that great American, Benjamin Disraeli, who upon...
May I just finish quoting me first, Mr. McGee?
Go right ahead, Your Honor.
Thank you. You, McGee, for neglecting to repair said fence and for leaving a nail projecting in such a manner as to cause this tear to Mr. Bates' coat, the court orders you to pay him the sum of $5 to repair said damage.
What? You mean pay him? You haven't heard my speech yet. I got a few remarks.
Next case.
I'll pay the $5, Jim. Let's get out of here.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Thursday evening is filled with fun when you set your radio dial to this same station. And when we talk about fun, you'll find the best of it each week on Truth or Consequences, the zany stunt games that keep all America intrigued each time Ralph Edwards steps before the NBC microphone. The unusual is commonplace when it's time for Truth or Consequences, and the resultant fun makes wonderful radio entertainment. So be sure to be in the audience tomorrow and every Thursday evening when Ralph Edwards presents America's favorite party game, Truth or Consequences. Also Thursday, you'll hear the best Western adventure and songs from the Double R Bar Ranch on the Roy Rogers Show. 30 minutes of top entertainment presented by Roy, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, and the Whippoorwill. And then stay tuned for Father Knows Best with Robert Young in the title role. As the beleaguered head of the Anderson household, Robert Young finds more times than not that Father knows best about only one thing, trouble. But it's all in fun, and it's all for fun. Be sure to hear Father Knows Best tomorrow evening.
This is a message to Guam, to radio station KUAM, which has just begun operation this week.
We join the National Broadcasting Company in welcoming KUAM to the network. Is NBC's newest and most westerly affiliate.
Seems like this ought to call for a speech, Molly. I got a 12, 30-minute speech here that I didn't get to make in the courtroom today. What if I ought to make
it? No, McGee.
The plant is rest. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Ken Christie as the judge, and Barley Bear as Mr. Bates. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Tomorrow night, enjoy the Roy Rogers Show on the NBC Radio Network.